COY 104 FM. Now we're going to go over to our first of our interviews. Of course, Patrick Mulcahy will be joining us in the programme around 20 to 2, looking ahead to this evening's action at Killarney. But we have another horse racing guest now, of course, and this is young jockey John Chinnick, who has been doing extremely well. Of course, rode a lovely winner at Cork Racecourse Mallow over the last week or so. And John, welcome to the programme.
Well, how are you going?
Very good. John, of course, look, I suppose you've rode two winners so far in your short racing career to date. But just tell us a bit about yourself, where you come from and what age you are, John.
I'm 17 and I'm from Moy County, Cork. I grew up around there and I'm up in Meath now and with your lines working in the racing industry, and I'm loving it so far, so it's going all good for me.
Brilliant stuff. And, you know, were you into pony racing or anything like that growing up, John?
So no pony racing, so I didn't, but at home we'd horses, and I'd done plenty of hunting with the Avondale Foxhounds and the Halla Foxhounds, and I'd done a bit of show jumping, and the hunts around us, Coonakilla Harriers and Araglan Harriers, they used to have drag hunts, and I won seven drag hunts in the pony section, and that gave me the bug for racing, so I took on from there.
Very good. And heading to, I suppose, a big powerful yard, of course, Jar Lines. How did that come about?
Well, in 2017, I was with Brendan Holland. He's only over the road, Grove Stud. And he sent me up there for 2 weeks, and I liked it up there. And then I went to the Race Academy in Kildare, and I was with Michael Halford in there, and I learned plenty there. And afterwards, I decided I'd kick on up to Jar again. I said I might get a crack at it up there. And I liked it above there, so I said I'd head on up. And ever since that, then things are working out well above there. I'm loving it above here, so I am.
Yeah, it must be a great year to be a part of too, of course, with champion jockey as well, of course, Colin Keane.
Yeah, learning plenty from Colin Keane and Gary Carroll and Dun O'Connor. They all come in riding work on the Wednesdays and Saturdays, and they're very helpful. You learn plenty from it, and Jar lets you ride plenty of work, so you're learning all the time.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And of course, you didn't have to wait too long for your first winner, John. Of course, that came in Navan recently there. Little Clarinet, I believe, was your first winner.
Handsome Maverick.
Oh, sorry, you beat Little Clarinet, yeah, by a neck. It was a close finish, so, that day.
Finish, yeah, won it for Donald Kinsella. I know, delighted to get the first winner. It doesn't always come as easy as that, but look, it's great to get it anyway. And the second one followed shortly, so things are going well now. Hopefully we'll get my name out there and a few people will start to use me.
Yeah, and of course, I suppose your big win recently was below in Cork Racecourse in Mallow. So this was a local track. I know your horse was well fancied in that day. You had ridden him, I think, previous to that. He finished third, but Pepperoni Pete, he got the job done nicely in the end in Cork.
Oh, he did. Delighted with it. He was in great form for us, so things worked out well, and the pressure didn't get to me any, I thank God. So the race turned out the way I wanted it to. And I suppose if Stephen Mooney stayed on Geological, it would have been a race to watch. It probably would have been fairly tight.
Yeah, that was a pity for that jockey. He took a bad enough fall there. I think saddle slipped.
He only got concussed. He didn't break any bones, but hopefully he's on the bend anyway, so he'll be back riding, I should say, fairly soon.
Yeah, and of course, your interview on Racing TV, of course, that was a great interview. It was all over the internet. You must have been delighted, I suppose, with the reaction you got from that.
Yeah, it was all around so big. I didn't think it'd go that big, but look, I said something on it, so they're delighted with that.
Of course, so that was your second win, of course, only from a handful of rides, and I would imagine you've been kind of working hard since.
Yeah, I've been keeping the head down anyway, just there's no point getting too overwhelmed because there's plenty of downsides to afterwards, so just to keep the head kind of par level.
Yeah, of course, and I would imagine you'd be hoping now to keep busy for the rest of the flat season, of course, a busy summer campaign with lots of meetings to look forward to.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Hopefully now things will work out well and I'll keep the goal high and keep reaching for it anyway.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. John, look, it was great to speak with you here today on CRY 104FM, and we wish you the best of luck for the future, and hopefully we'll be talking to you again soon in the near future.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me.
Brilliant stuff there, of course. John Chinnick there, of course, the Fermoy jockey, 17 years of age, of course. He rode his second winner at Cork Racecourse Mallow back in the 10th of May, and certainly a jockey to keep an eye on going forward, of course, based up with Jar Lines there, of course, one of the leading trainers in Ireland. So John is certainly in the right place, and as I said, he's a very valuable £7 claimer, and I would imagine that he'll be used by a lot of trainers for the rest of the flat season. So great to catch up with the young jockey there. Of course, local jockey only down the road in Fermoy.